All around the world, men and women, people of all ages, have witnessed the awesome manifestation of God's presence, power, and His love rendered in words. Words beyond the written pages.
Why are we preaching like this? Why do we travel all around the world preaching the gospel? Because Jesus is coming again. And He left us with a message to tell the untold. A message for the whole world.
This message of faith in God and His unfailing word has brought about change in the lives of millions around the world. An improvement that brings many more to such meetings with the man of God, knowing that their lives will never be the same again. Today we bring you excerpts from a special meeting with our man of God, Pastor Chris.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
Happy Easter celebration from Love Old Radio Networks. Download C-Tune's mobile app right away from the Google Play Store. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. John chapter 3 verse 16. He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish." Now that's not a promise. I want you to understand the construction of that language. He says that whosoever believes in Him should not perish. He says God gave His Son to the world that whosoever believes should not perish. What is that? It's a law. It's a sovereign declaration of Almighty God that anybody who believes in Jesus should not perish. That means if you believe in Jesus, you are separated from those to perish. There's a law, a divine law, that separates you from perishing. You should not perish. Just because something happens to many people doesn't mean it should happen to you. That's what that scripture is saying. Because you believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to the first epistle of St. John. Chapter 4. Verse 14. He says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." So, first, He's the Son of God. Secondly, He's the Savior of the world. Number three. We're talking, who is Jesus? Son of God, Savior of the world. And number three, He is Lord of heaven and earth. He is Lord of heaven and earth. That means His name has power in heaven and has power in the earth. His name commands respect in heaven and commands respect in the earth. His Lord. Oh, I like this. Turn to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. St. Matthew, chapter 28. And we will read from verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Wow! Look at that. It can't get better than that. Jesus said it himself. I said, number one, he is the Son of God. Number two, he is the Savior of the world. Number three, he's Lord of heaven and earth.
Happy Easter celebration from Love Old Radio Networks. Download CTunes mobile app right away from the Google Play Store. God bless you.